In an unlikely partnership, Southern Arizona's two congressional representatives, Democrat Raul Grijalva and Republican Martha McSally, are pairing up today to show their support for kinship families and grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. The two representatives have pledged to introduce a bipartisan resolution on the House floor declaring September National Kinship Caregivers Month. So what challenges does this growing population face? The show's Lauren Gilger is here to tell us more. Hey, Lauren.
Hey, Mark. So first of all, this is a growing population. Nationwide, there are 2.6 million adults who are raising their grandchildren or other family members, and they often don't get the same kinds of financial supports or resources that other caregivers in similar positions do. I spoke with Ann Nichols more about this. She's a retired social work professor and the state chair of the Arizona Grandparent Ambassadors, and she'll be joining the representatives at the announcement today. She actually raised a grandchild of her own for 4 years, and she told me that kids being raised by their grandparents or other family members is really common.
Kids become raised by their grandparents in one of two ways. The Department of Child Safety, what used to be Child Protective Services, if they see a situation where a child has to be removed from the home, the first thing they will look for is possibly relatives who could care for that child.
Right.
And that's for several reasons, mainly because it's less disruptive for the child. If the relative, if they go in and they look at the situation and it appears that it would be safe for the child and it is familiar to the child, that's the first choice. But informally, either parents can ask a grandparent, you know, we're having a lot of trouble, can you take the children over? Or more often, the grandparent sees that there is difficulty in the family. Sometimes the children are left with the grandparents and the parents just don't come back to pick them up. So informally, grandparents get grandchildren. Sometimes, like I was for a period of time, I raised a grandchild, and I was asked by the mom if I could help because she was not coping very well. There had been some trauma in her situation, and so she needed the support.
So what are the main issues that you're focusing on, things that need to be addressed?
You have to find out where you can access therapy. Almost all of these children have gone through some kind of traumatic events. At the very least, there's been neglect, but very often there has been some kind of abuse or some kind of serious issue that they've observed, if it hasn't happened to them,
right,
that has been very disturbing. So accessing therapy is one of the major issues. Accessing health care and the right educational setting for the child. And also, it happens unexpectedly.
Right.
So the biggest first issue you face, it's financial. Because you didn't count on having this, even just a simple thing like starting a child in school. When my children, my birth children were young, we didn't have to buy school supplies. We didn't have to buy school uniforms. Now you're given by the school a list of $150 worth of supplies to get the child ready for school and to equip the school classroom, and you have to buy uniforms. So the financial burden for a family that hasn't prepared for this and isn't getting any support is the biggest issue that the families face when a child is first placed with them.
So is it that these families aren't aware of the resources that are available to them, or is it that they are not eligible for them?
You're not eligible. If DCS places the children with you, they tell you that there are two options. You can become a licensed foster family if you meet all of the conditions. Otherwise, you become an unlicensed foster family, which makes you eligible for a very limited amount of support and access to some resources. If you become a licensed foster parent, then you receive a much more generous monthly grant, like six times as much as you get otherwise. It's a very big difference. But qualifying to become a licensed foster family, there are many, many conditions that have to be met.
Right. What kinds of things do you think need to change to make the situation easier for grandparents who take in their grandchildren?
The very first thing we worked on was financial assistance. And the legislature has appropriated a kinship family fund at $75 a month per child, which is not a lot, but it helps. And to be eligible for this funding, you have to have gone through DCS to be an unlicensed foster family. Then we've worked on some policy rules affecting TANF, Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, which is another route for a child to receive support. And then what we're looking at now are, what are some of the barriers to licensure as a foster family? Because there are so many more resources available when you're in the system as a formal foster family. So we want to look at, are there some of the requirements that the state places on foster families that might be relaxed for a kinship family without damaging safety?
Okay. Ann Nichols is a retired professor of social work, and she's the state chair of the Arizona Grandparent Ambassadors. Ann, thanks so much for coming on the show to tell us about this.
Oh, thank you very much.